This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The suspect in the shooting in an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs made an initial court appearance virtually today and will be held without bond. Prosecutors say the alleged shooter walked into Club Q late Saturday night and began firing before bystanders stopped the attack. The suspect is scheduled to be in court again on December 6th, but defense attorneys have asked to move that date. State air regulators will rework major sections of a plan to curb ozone pollution across the Front Range. That's after catching an error in its estimates for oil and gas emissions. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The Colorado Air Pollution Control Division says the ozone plan miscalculated pollution from some oil and gas operations, things like drilling, fracking, and venting. Using new industry data, it found those activities likely emit twice the amount of an essential ozone ingredient. Regulators will now rewrite the plan as it tries to bring the region into compliance with federal air quality standards. Environmental groups say that's an opportunity to push for tougher oil and gas regulations. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A hockey game between the University of Denver and Colorado College has been moved to Denver's Ball Arena because of high ticket demand. The schools have a hotly contested rivalry. DU won the NCAA National Championship in hockey last season. The game will happen January 27th, and tickets are currently on sale. Fans who already had tickets to the game, which was originally planned for DU's Magnus Arena, will be reseated for the game. Right now in Boulder, it's 48 degrees and mostly cloudy. In Grand Junction, it's 37. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.